The Washington Supreme Court heard oral arguments Thursday in the case of the Christmas Eve murders of six people in Carnation in 2007. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The central issue in this case is when prosecutors should consider the strength of the evidence against defendants in a capital murder case. The parties differed on whether evidence should be a consideration in deciding to seek the death penalty. Last January, a King County judge told prosecutors they could no longer seek the death penalty in the trial of Joseph McEnroe and Michelle Anderson. The judge, Jeffrey Ramsdell, said prosecutors were wrong to evaluate the strength of the evidence against the two defendants in seeking the death penalty. Ramsdell said evidence is something wealthier counties can produce more of, and that could skew who gets put to death. Justice Charles Wiggins pursued Ramsdell's idea that wealthier counties can analyze more evidence than poor counties.
The defendant is just unfortunate to be in a better funded county, which develops better evidence against him.
King County prosecutor James Wiseman said every case is different, and funding for prosecutors is just one element of that.
That's just a degree of uncertainty that's going to always exist in the law.
He said prosecutors have the discretion to determine the charges against McEnroe and Anderson and whether to seek the death penalty. But Catherine Lund Ross, who represented McEnroe and Anderson, said in filing a notice to seek the death penalty, prosecutors were only supposed to consider whether the defendants deserved leniency for any reason.
Whether a person is redeemable, whether they have circumstances in their life that makes them less morally culpable. These are things that don't depend on any weighing.
Prosecutors can consider whether the defendant was abused, was a drug addict, has a low IQ, or anything that renders them less morally culpable. Ross said prosecutors declined to evaluate this type of evidence for McEnroe and Anderson as they're required to do under state law. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.